Text numéro 90. Research shows strong evidence linking vaping to cigarette smoking. According to an international review of research of 25 studies into vaping, people under 20 who used vapes were more than 3 times as likely to have ever smoked tobacco cigarettes and more than twice as likely to have smoked cigarettes in the previous month. The review was led by Australian researchers and funded by the World Health Organization. It analysed vaping studies in several countries, including the US, UK and Germany. The researchers concluded there was an urgent need for governments internationally to take action to regulate the availability and marketing of e-cigarette products to children and adolescents. Serene Jung, an associate professor at Swinburne University of Technology in Melbourne and the study's lead author, said the findings pointed to the need for youth prevention programs and better regulation of e-cigarette products. Every single study showed an association between e-cigarette use among non-smokers and increased use of cigarettes at follow-up, she said. The researchers found strong evidence to support the causal relationship, and the link was consistent even when they adjusted for other factors, including susceptibility to smoking, influence by friends and family, and exposure to advertising. Experimenting is not as benign as people might think, in terms leading to later cigarette use. The review's findings are similar to previous e-cigarette smoking research in the broader population. The study's authors point out that young people who vape have a different psychological profile to cigarette smokers and would otherwise have been at low risk of tobacco smoking. The experience of global efforts to combat the use of conventional cigarettes and other tobacco products suggests that such efforts are inadequate to sufficiently avert the projected harms if the current trajectory continues. The sale of nicotine vapes is prohibited in Australia, but there are widespread reports of tobacconists illegally selling them to young people. A loophole also allows people to buy nicotine e-cigarette products from overseas websites. From the beginning of next month, buying such products online without a doctor's prescription will be outlawed. Two of the reviewed studies looked at links between the use of nicotine-free vapes and subsequent cigarette use, with mixed findings. One hypothesis is that nicotine-free vaping could lead to subsequent cigarette smoking not as a result of nicotine addiction, but because simulating the act of smoking might make cigarette smoking seem inherently appealing to young people. Though the findings were inconclusive, the researchers suggest precautionary principles should be in place when considering the regulation for all forms of e-cigarettes, including those that do and do not contain nicotine. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2021.